Okay. Credit the Redskins. They did some better things than we did today. We didn't finish in the second half. I thought, again, we started out slow on the road. Came back, did some good things offensively there in the second quarter, and then then we moved the ball pretty well in the third in the second half, but didn't convert some third downs, third and ones, some short yardage situations. So got a lot of things we need to clean up, a lot of things we got to get better at. Defensively, I thought they did a good job of keeping us off balance with the play actions, and they got after us a little bit on the outside today. So we'll just keep going and keep fighting. That's all we can do. We're not going to stick our heads in the sand. This team will still continue to fight. Questions?
Last week, you looked for some positives despite the loss. Do you try to look at positives like coming out of the 14-0 deficit? I mean, you guys obviously could have kicked it in there. I mean, do you see any positives coming out of it this game? Or?
Yeah, I'm sure there are.
Mike, has there been a common thread at all in these losses? I mean, I know each one's been a little bit different, but have you pinpointed a common thread?
Probably just not playing good enough to win. I'm going back trying to think of the losses. We turned the ball over against Philadelphia. The next week we didn't play very good. These last 2 weeks, I felt like the team fought, even though we put ourselves in a hole. I thought we fought, but we didn't execute well enough to win. Some guys made, they got a very good offense, and they made some plays on us today. The quarterback threw the ball well. I think it's just these third and ones, obviously, have been difficult for us. So
we can talk about the third ones. The offensive line was saying it's not good enough to be third one, fourth one, not even get 1 yard. How do you fight or combat that frustration that's sitting in there on the?
Well, everybody's frustrated right now, I'd be disappointed if they weren't frustrated. So, but we did some decent things on offense today. We moved the ball. We had, I think, three straight scores, and then we didn't score any in the second half.
What happened on their second touchdown, the long touchdown to the tight end Vernon Davis?
It was a pass off between the linebackers, and one of them missed it.
What was your observation on the interception by Smith with 5.5 minutes to go or so?
He just dropped out from the rush alignment and tipped the ball. So it's a good play by them.
Your defense was so down for 5 games. Can you tell exactly what has changed the last 4?
We're not. I mean, there were some things that we worked on this week that I'll have to look at the tape and see if those things showed up. These guys were a handful because of a lot of things they do and because of the skill that they have. I think some of it has been we got eaten up a little bit on the outside today.
On the final offensive play, you had Searles come in at left tackle. Why did you have him play left tackle as opposed to right tackle?
Because TJ was a right tackle.
And he had been practicing all week.
How difficult a situation was that for him? I mean, coming in cold like that, such a key play, Searles, or do you just pretty much expect him to make the play?
It's not.
Mike, what can we say to Blair again at this point?
I don't know. I didn't even see the kick, so I don't know what happened on it other than he missed.
Jake, this is so effective. Can you talk about his play?
Stephon, 14. Just the way he played and how you guys worked him in.
Yeah, well, he's a good player, and they're doing some good things to get him to football, so he's doing what we expect him to do.
How concerned are you with the course of the season at this point?
I'm concerned, obviously, but I still believe. I believe that we do a couple things here and a couple things there. We're going to win games. I see it every week in the NFL. And, I just feel like if we can get over the hump, if we can just keep fighting till we do that, positive things will happen. But it doesn't look like that right now. But the big thing is that if we don't have fight, we have no chance. And we got guys that will fight. We just aren't playing well enough.
How much does it confound you that you just still can't get a running game going? I mean, there a couple weeks ago were a few minor bright spots, but it just isn't happening.
Well, it's disappointing because, we got back to the negative yardage plays again today. And, when that happens, then obviously the running game goes nowhere. But, bottom line is we're trying to win however we can. Not sure we'd like to run the ball better, but if we have to throw it every down, then we have to throw it every down.
Do you have an update on Jake Long?
Achilles.
Down for the year.
I believe so.
Is the loss of things something you will continue to evaluate, or are you committed to him?
I'm going to evaluate everything.
Say it again.
Yes, I'll evaluate everything.
You mentioned the play action. How were they able to use that effectively against
you? Well, there's a lot of misdirection play action, the boots, the guys crossing across the field. They do a great job in their option route running. Cousins played great today, I thought. He's not turning the ball over, so he's playing well.
Long going down now, you guys have sustained a lot this year and absorbed it. Do you think you can keep doing that? What gives you faith that you can?
Well, we have no choice. We have no choice. That's what we have to do. So we have to figure out a way and keep going.
All right.